Growing up is expensive. When young adults want to get married, that may mean a lavish wedding to kick off the partnership. Also, buying a house could require a bigger down payment than the money they have in the bank. So, as a parent, how can you help them without jeopardizing your own retirement? I've invited personal finance journalist Marilyn LaPonzi to join me today to discuss just this. Welcome to the show, Marilyn.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me.
All right. So this is part of your article that I really liked. Young adults can earn scholarships for college, but there is no scholarship for retirement. What does that actually mean to adult parents that are trying to save and help at the same time?
It means that parents are often, they're so concerned with the idea that they're going to have a 40-year-old living in their basement that they're not thinking about the fact that they could someday be a 70-year-old living in their 40-year-old's basement.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
There's just, once you hit a certain age, you know, time is not on your side, and you can't be saving for retirement. Mm. And so it's great to help your kids, whether that's college or a wedding or a house, but you need to be thinking about yourself, and you need to be putting yourself in a good position, not only for yourself, but also to help your kids going forward.
The college savings bit is, it's a four-legged stool. I mean, you're exactly right. You have to understand that they have their whole life ahead of you. You have less than them. Let's just put it that way nicely.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a time crunch on your side, and there's less of a time crunch on theirs. So, you know, college expenditures can come from your savings as a parent. It can come from some of the work that they do while they're in college. It can come from student loans. It can come from different sources other than purely you saving the entire amount for yourself, especially if you can't do both effectively, right?
Yep, exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. And people need to also remember, they think they're doing their kids a favor by helping them pay for college or helping them buy a house, but you could actually be doing your kids a disservice, because if you aren't preparing for retirement, I mean, you think about long-term care costs and someone who needs to go into a nursing home or they need assisted living, that could cost $100,000 a year easily.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have money set aside, if you don't have insurance, your kids are going to be the ones that are picking up that bill. And then they're not going to be able to save for their retirement, which means that their kids are going to be picking up the bill for them when they're retired. So
yeah.
What you do right now, if you don't save for retirement, I mean, it could affect your grandkids and your great-grandkids. It's a spin-off effect that goes for generations.
You know, I think that's an excellent point that we really never think about, but the fact that these financial situations can affect many generations hence, where people basically get tied into almost a poverty cycle or a near poverty cycle because of decisions that perhaps were made many generations ago. And this is one, I mean, maybe that's an extreme way of putting it, but it's kind of an example just to remember that by, if you're in retirement and you don't have enough money and you can't leave any money behind and your kids are helping to pay your way, then who's going to take care of them if they can't take care of their own retirement and the cycle continues? So you want to break the cycle.
Yeah.
And I think that's what you're saying.
Yep, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know, this idea of saving, so there's numerous ways to save. The way a typical adult saves this day and age is in their 401k if they're working, or they're building IRAs. Maybe they own their own business. They set up a pension plan for themselves. That's a very good way to save. Or just taking, you know, extra money at the end of every month and socking it aside and just building a taxable portfolio of maybe index funds or something of that to try to get some growth throughout the years. So let's take some of those. So in terms of saving for college, let's start there. What are the best ways for parents to put some money aside for their college-bound children?
Well, one of the best ways nowadays is to use a 529 plan. You know, I know we often think about savings bonds as being the traditional way to save for college, but all states have 529 plans now. These allow parents to put aside money. The parents own the money. They
yeah,
own the account.
That's
they name
important.
Their child as a beneficiary.
Right.
The money doesn't have a tax deduction when it's put in, at least not at the federal level,
mm-hmm.
but it grows tax-free, and if it's used for college expenses or qualified education expenses, it can be withdrawn tax-free.
Yeah.
And some states will give you a tax deduction for their particular, so if they're resident, is contributing to their 529 plan, they get a tax deduction. So that's one of the best ways. If you know your kid's going to go to college, you know, that is a great way to save.
Yeah.
It comes with tax benefits. It can count against you in the financial aid formula.
Hang on. Well, let's get into that in a minute. But let me just kind of reiterate what you've just said, which is very important, that the money is owned by the parents.
Yeah.
Unlike some other accounts where you're actually gifting the money to the children. And, you know, when they turn age of majority, which can be 18 or 21, depending on your state, then it's theirs to do whatever they want. And that has some risks to it. Also, if the child does not go to college, it can be moved to a second child, right?
Yep, absolutely.
And it can be used for education expenses. But if it's not used for education expenses, the parent can get that money back subject to some taxes and a penalty, right?
Yep, absolutely. You can still get that money out. So if none of your kids go to school, if you don't have anyone else, you don't have grandkids, you can pull that money out. You will pay some tax. You'll pay a 10% penalty on it as well. The one exception is, you know, if your kid gets a full ride scholarship, then I think there's provisions that let you take it out tax-free. But most of the part, you will pay that penalty, but it's better than losing the money.
Yeah, well, that's it. And so there's a degree of liquidity to the money, and that's a powerful financial tool, is to make sure that your money is liquid. So what do you do if your children come asking for a loan or gift? What do you say to them?
Well, hopefully you have thought about this in advance, especially if your kids are getting to the point of being young adults. Hopefully you've talked to your spouse if you have one, and you have looked at your budget and you've decided in advance that, you know, my child wants to go to college and this is what I can afford, because you don't want to be put in a situation where your child is coming to you and you suddenly feel that guilt, like you have to help them.
Yeah.
Or you don't know, or you just have no idea how much money you can afford. So you're like, oh yeah, sure, I can cover that. Don't worry about it.
Right, right.
So a lot of this is, you know, part of just looking at when your kids are teens, you know, 15, 16, 17, start keeping that in mind with your budget so that you are not caught off guard when that discussion happens.
We're not only talking about college, but we're talking about a wedding, or we're talking about them wanting to buy a house. I mean, these could be expensive propositions. Especially these days, weddings are incredibly expensive. And I guess there's this tendency, you know, to go, you know, I'll take care of that, you know, because maybe it doesn't seem like that much, or you figure I'll pay it out over time, or I'll figure it out. But that can be quite risky and dangerous to your own personal retirement.
Yeah. And it's tough because, you know, you want to say yes to your kids and you want to support them.
I know. There's all that guilt, right?
Yes. There's a lot of guilt involved in being a parent. And you think you can make up for all the mistakes.
Oh,
you know,
that's right.
Like, pay for that great wedding or help them buy that house.
Yeah, because after all, everything was our fault, you know.
Yeah, so. That's the way it feels like sometimes.
I know it does. Yeah, so, you know, it's like there's this unwritten requirement to help out, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But there isn't, you know.
Yeah.
That's what parents need to remember, is that you don't have an obligation to help. Mm-hmm. And some parents don't. I mean, some parents are, you turn 18 and you are on your own.
Yeah.
You know, I tend to think that it's good to help your kids transition.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to decide what is right for you and your family. And what is your personal comfort level? You know, do you want to help your child with college? Do you want to help them with a house? Where do you draw that line? But even if you can afford it, I think parents need to be very aware of the lessons that they're teaching their children.
Yeah.
And maybe you can afford to pay all your kids' college costs. And maybe you can afford to gift them a house. You know, you're doing that well off. But you need to think about, what lesson am I teaching my child?
Yeah, well, there's this thing about having skin in the game, you know?
Yes.
And that's very important. I mean, some people say, look, my only obligation is to raise kids to be happy, healthy, and well-equipped to function in the real world. And, you know, that is a great idea. But too much money can kind of subvert that idea to something less desirable. So your desire to help, perhaps your guilt, kind of gets in the way of you doing what's best for them. It's kind of ironic, but actually it seems to be the way it works.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah.
Yep. So parents need to keep all that in mind. I mean, it's really complex. You know, I mean, it's not just a simple mathematic equation of, I can afford X and I'm going to give my child that.
One idea that you wrote in your article is a Roth IRA. And I thought it had some kind of some positive ideas. You don't get a deduction for putting money into a Roth IRA, but it does grow tax-free.
Mm-hmm.
So you can use it for retirement, or you could pull it out for college as well. So that sounded like a really good idea. The only problem is that you really can't contribute that much to a Roth.
Yep, that's right. And that's one of the big limitations with that strategy. You know, is with a Roth, you can only put in $5,500 a year unless you're age 50 or older, and then you get an additional $1,000 for catch-up. So that's $6,500 a year. And then there's income limits, too. So if you're a single taxpayer, once you hit $118,000 a year, your ability to contribute to a Roth starts to phase out. And there are some backdoor ways around that. But, you know, by the letter of the law, once you hit that amount, you can't necessarily put in the whole amount. So even if you start when your child is born, you know, I did the math, and for 18 years, that gives you $99,000 that you could pull out in your contributions, which sounds like a lot. But, you know, a lot of private schools are now $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year when you consider room and board plus tuition. I mean, that's the sticker price, and hopefully your child is going to get some assistance, so you're not paying that much. But $99,000 doesn't get you very far, especially if you have multiple kids.
Yeah, not anymore, that's for sure. We have numerous articles on our website about this subject. We discuss kids, we discuss paying for them, and we discuss retirement quite a bit. So go to cpomerantz.com to get those articles. Also, don't forget, when you go to the site, make sure you sign up for our weekly update, which tells exactly what's been on the show and gives you summaries to read if you don't want to listen, and gives you all kinds of access to what we're doing here at the Steve Pomerantz Show. My guest is Marilyn LaPonzi, and she's a financial writer, and we were talking about paying for yourself as an adult and also doing the right thing for your children. Thanks so much for joining us, Marilyn.
Thanks, Steve.